Hello everyone, it's Melissa Rowe, and I'm doing another recording in my kitchen. It is almost a quarter to six. I'd say it's six, or sort seven, sorry. It's almost a quarter to seven. And what am I doing today? Well, I am going to make pancakes. And this is actually a very big thing for me, because I've never done this on my own. I've always done it with sighted assistance. So, making the batter is not difficult at all. Even I've made the other batter that you make with the Bisquick and all that stuff. But today I'm just using a bag of already pre-made mix, and then you have to add water. So, while I'm preparing the batter, I'll just kind of explain what we're going to do. That way when we go and do it, you have an idea. So with this batter, I need a cup of it and then 3/4 cup of water. So what I'm going to do though, because this this batter is very messy. I spilled it the other day when I was making it with my neighbor. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a paper towel underneath my cup as I'm pouring. That way it'll catch whatever particles falls onto the towel instead of the table. Anyway, so I mentioned my pancake maker a few times already. And I made it, you know, of course, with sighted help, because it was the first time I've used it. Let me tell you, I have never felt so confident. I'm usually not all that confident in making pancakes. I just let the other people do it. But I've never felt so confident that I felt like I could do it on my own. Especially when you can't see what's going on with the batter. Of course, the people that are blind that know how to make pancakes, obviously they've had sight before in their lives, so they've kind of mastered the skill, but of course when you're blind you have to sort of retrain your brain to adapt to different ways of living. I'm pouring this batter rather slowly, and it's because it comes out and it creates a huge mess. So I know I take forever, but come on. Alright, let me see how much we got here. Probably still have lots more to pour. No, not that much. I'm trying to even out. We're not quite to a cup yet. We're almost there. Yeah, we just need a little bit more. Okay, I think that should be good. Alright, well, So, I've got about a cup of batter. I don't exactly have a full cup, though. I just realized it's not. It's just that this batter is very, it's got a flour-like consistency, obviously. And everybody knows who has worked with flour, that flour gets everywhere if you're not very careful. I think that's good. So, and I've spilled some, but luckily it got on the towel instead of the table. That was what I was hoping to accomplish. So now I'm just going to add water and then use a regular kitchen spoon, not a serving spoon, just a regular spoon to mix it, because it's only a little bit. They say that it's for six pancakes. But this pan calls for 1/4 cup of batter in each of the circles. So, it really might make you about 4 or 5. It made my neighbor and I, we used up pretty much all of it. So, I just poured batter into the bowl. Now, I'm going going to bring the bowl over to the kitchen sink. I'm going to add the water. And after I mix the batter, we will then prepare the pan and make pancakes. This is quite interesting because this is the first time I'm doing this all on my own. But hey, if I burn them, what? I'm learning. So, putting my filtered water on. I'm doing the 1/4 cup. Yeah, I should probably put more. So this needs 3/4 cup. I only have the 1/4 cup. So, and I'm very, very messy when it comes to water. Because with these measuring cups, I'm not very good at holding them level. So I always pour by the sink in case I spill. So I'm going to dry this 1/4 cup because we will need it. What I usually do is I usually get the 1/4 cup and I scoop the batter out. So it's one of those metal dry measuring cups. And now I need to prepare the batter. Now, when I made this with my neighbor, I'm a person who likes to time when things may be done, because sometimes when you can't see, you sometimes have to go by time. And we cooked this batter on, it says you can only cook it on a small burner with the pan on either low or medium heat. And this batter doesn't take long to mix, because you're just mixing it with water. But anyway, it's got to have a thick, gooey, yuck consistency. And the reason I describe the word yuck is because I do not like gooey stuff. In fact, when I was a girl, you know, I would make cookies and stuff with my mom, and you know, of course, or cake, and we would lick the mixers after we would mix the cake mix, you know, because the batter was always thick and gooey and all that fun stuff. It looks like pretty much all the lumps are gone. I know there's little lumps in there, but you're supposed to mix until most lumps are gone. You don't want to mix it too much. Anyway, I think we're good with that. Okay, we've got some batter. Oh no, this, you know what, this needs to be mixed a bit more. I feel powder. We don't want powder. We want pancake. When I was a girl, my mom used to let us lick the mixers. Now as an adult, I don't even do that. I just take them right to the sink and wash them off because it's just yuck. I don't know why, but I've never liked the gooey feeling. I guess you could say I'm a texture freak, but well, I think we're good. I guess you can say I'm a texture freak, but I am. So, call me crazy, but that's just me. Just touching raw meat actually gives me a sick feeling. I actually feel like very, very disgusted. I don't like it. All right. Now, what do I need? I need some cooking spray and our pan. So now, you do need to, even though this has Teflon, you do need to spray the pan. And I will do that right now. Let me get a paper towel so I can kind of to distribute the spray evenly. Oh, dear. Okay. So, what am I going to do? Now, I lifted up the lid of the pan. The bottom of the pan, like I described in my last recording, has four holes. So, what we need to do is we need to spray. Now, why did I put the spray back there? I don't know why. But we need to spray the pan. So we need to spray all four of these little individual cups. And, which I'm doing now. Why is this stuff not wanting to... Oh, there it comes. That's weird. There we go. Okay, now I'm going to spray the top of the pan. The lid is flat. So, I think that's good. Now, I'm going to get a towel and kind of spread the spray around. Now I don't need you anymore. So I just kind of... Alright. Got. Now we don't need too much spray because this has already got a Teflon surface. So you won't need as much. So now we're going to prepare the pan. So what my friend does, and I've never tried this before, but she recommended it to me, is in the little fourth of a cup, she sprays just a dab of this spray. And it makes the batter come out a little bit easier out of the cup. Out of the little fourth of a cup. So now, here comes the messy part. We have to scoop a fourth of a cup of batter in each of these individual holes. And you're not going to be exact, but you're going to need to get the batter into the pan. And it is quite messy. So what I'm right now doing is I'm scooping the batter. You're not exactly going to get a fourth of a cup, and some of the batter is just going to drip. But this is... easier is just to get a fourth of a cup and scoop it out yourself rather than having to spoon it out. And plus, it's kind of gooey and wet and slimy. And so I got two of the holes filled already. And if you feel that you weren't able to sufficiently get a fourth of a cup into the pan, you could always add just a tad more. And just try and get the batter into the hole. That's what you're aiming for, the targets. And okay, that I was not too excited with that scoop. We're getting down to the nitty gritty here. I think this back right one needs a bit more. I'll add some more. Yeah, that one needs a bit more. This stuff doesn't all want to come out. It does, but it's just yuck. It's gooey. I'm happy with... Maybe that one could use a bit more. So you pretty much have to guesstimate how much you put in there. Now, if you're doing this with a sighted person, obviously they could help you. And what I recommend is that you do this for the first time with a sighted person. I'm going to try and use as much of this batter as I can. I think we're good. I don't want to overdo it. There's still a little bit of batter in there, but it's not enough to even save. So now what am I going to do? I'm going to close the lid and hope for the best. I've got to preheat the, I think I'm going to preheat the stove. Ouch. But first I'm going to rinse this bowl out. You only need to put this on low or medium heat. What I'm going to do is I'm going to preheat the stove. I'm going to preheat this front burner here. And I'm going to put it on medium heat. And the reason why is because we did it on low heat last time. And it took like 6 minutes for the pancakes to cook on one side. Another problem, too, is we didn't wait to preheat the stove before we put the pan on. We just put it on and then let it preheat. So that took a while. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let the stove heat up because it's an electric. It's electric. And I'm going to go and put the pan on the stove.
Recording button. 13, 32.
The reason why I... wait, or I put the, and I just realized I made a mess with this stuff, but the reason why I put the stuff on, or the pan on the burner before I've always heated it up, is because I've always wanted to center it. But with this pan, it's a little trickier, and you would think that it should go on a big burner, but they ask you to put it on a small burner. This pan is flat, it's like a griddle, and it's got the top lid, obviously, and it's got a long handle. And that is where you lift the lid up, is because it's got basically two handles. So just think of two griddles kind of glued together or put together. And so this pan is quite flat. So it's kind of tricky to get it centered because you've got four little compartments where the pancakes are sitting. So you want to make sure that all of them are getting an adequate amount of heat. So I always would center a pan on the burner before I turned it on. But this one, it seems as if you center it on the burner, it loves to take forever to heat up. So now with the stove heated, I am going to head over to the stove, and I'm going to do my best to center this. Going to do is get a spatula, and my living skills teacher taught me a trick. If you don't know how, if your pan is centered, go around the circumference of the pan I do not like about these electric stoves is that they take forever to heat up, and plus, okay, well, I've done the best I could do, so we'll see how that goes. I'm going to set the timer for about 2.5 minutes.
1, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 13 seconds.
Because the heat is obviously much higher. So, another way you'll be able to tell with this is the whole pan getting hot? Now, fortunately, with this pan having a lid, you can touch it on the top, and you'll be able to understand if it's getting. I think we're centered pretty good. It feels like we are. Yeah, is the whole pan getting heat? Yes, it is. Because obviously it takes a while for the pan to heat up. So I'm gonna rinse the spatula off. Because if you don't want to burn your hands, do not put them directly on the burner, even if you want to center your pan. That is extremely tricky. So, if I burn these, then so what? Because it's all in good fun. So, be very careful when you approach the stove, because this has a long handle, and you will most certainly knock it off the burner. So I've put it on for about 2.5 minutes. And
35 seconds.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on with this batter because I can't see it, but it still feels kind of gooey and yuck. So I always just time things because I don't want to burn them, but at the same time, if I know my stove and I know the temperature that it's on, it's easier for me to time them. That way I don't have to think. Somebody could easily come over and look and go, oh, they look done. And it's not that easy for people like me. It is not. Not at all. Now, let's see what we've got here. Apparently, they still feel like they're kind of flat. But I'll leave them in for 20 seconds more.
Timer only. 10 minutes. Cancel.
No.
Timer 2 minutes. Cancel.
No, Diego.
Timer only. 10 seconds.
This only goes by 10 seconds. Oh, I'll put it in for 10 seconds.
Start.
I don't even know
timer
why.
Timer only.
But I'm doing that. So the whole surface of the pan is pretty hot, which is a good thing because that means that it's preparing. I'm going to move my phone over here because you guys probably can't hear me that much. I didn't realize. I will put you on top of my microwave. I hope you feel special. Alright. I'm guessing that they're done. You know, they told me that they start to puff up. Anyway, I'm gonna be safe and I'm gonna flip them. Because I may have burned them already. So what you do to flip them is you just simply take the pan off the stove and you flip it. And they always say to do it away from the burner, because if you flip it while it's close to the burner, you will have, you will have,
Timer only, 1 or 3 minutes, start.
If you do it while it's too close to the burner and you spill batter, then, then you will have spilled batter on the burner, which is not safe. So I don't know how much time I have in this recording, but I think I'm good. Yeah. So now your pan should be with those little four little holes facing up. And the lid is directly on the burner now. So, I am really hoping I did not burn these pancakes. Because I want to eat breakfast. That's my ultimate goal. And hey, if I burn them, oh well. Oh wow. They feel pretty nice to me. Oh my goodness. So, ouch. Do with my spatula. Uh-oh. Melissa, you put the spatula back in the sink. That is a big no-no. You do not do that. You always have your spatula at the ready. Always. So, these are coming along pretty good, I guess. These feel like I mean, I'm lifting up the lid and I'm feeling them, and they feel like a pancake. Oh my god. Did I just make pancakes by myself? Oh my god, this is freaky. This is just, this is wild. Because I love pancakes. And I never thought I could actually do this. So I'm timing them, and I put them in, I'd say altogether for about 3 minutes on each side. Because I really, 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 really don't want to burn them. So I'm going to do them for about 3 minutes, and we're going to have hopefully some nice, yummy pancakes. So let's see how much my timer has on this.
23 seconds remaining.
Ooh, I bet you they're almost done. And what I'll probably do is lift up one of the pancakes with a spatula just to feel. Cooking is very hands-on, especially if you're blind. So,
time remaining.
Let's see.
3:55.
Oh, we only have 3 minutes left. So I can almost guarantee that you will get burned at any given time. You will get burned at any given time in your cooking career. I can not only say that, but I can guarantee it. Ooh, 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 ooh. These are done, 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 done. Let's turn off the stove. Right. I think I burned one of the pancakes, but hey. Oh, yum. Nice! Okay, so I turned off my stove. Now, all we need to do is get a plate. And I made 4 pancakes. Not sure if I'll eat them all, but I need to put these on a plate somehow. What did I do with my spatula? Melissa, did you leave it in the sink again? I'm always rinsing it off, even though I've never even flipped pancakes with them. So they may not be the best. In fact, they might be burned a little bit, but I made pancakes! Yum! And it's cool because I love pancakes. I absolutely love them. They are to die for. What did I do with my plate? Oh dear, I am like not well coordinated this morning. So now I'm going to, so when you feel that they're done, you take them off of the burner immediately. Now, when you lift up the lid of this pan, you want to make sure that you can fully lift it up. If there's something that's blocking the handle in the way, it's going to put the pan down. So I may have burned these pancakes. Oh my god. I made pancakes. See, now I just knocked the pan over a little bit and the lid came falling down. You do not want that to happen. The reason why is if you are flipping a pancake or dishing it out onto the plate, you will more than likely get burned because the lid will fall right onto your hands. And here's another pancake. Yeah, I burned part of it, part of these, but hey, who doesn't burn pancakes? And these are quite small. They're not like, well, I wouldn't say that they're small. Yuck. But they look like little hamburger patties. And you know what would actually be good for these pancakes is, and they're perfectly round pancakes. I cannot believe it. Oh my god. They are like symmetrically perfect, or geometrically perfect. I mean, just amazing. Because when I made waffles, let me tell you, they were not perfect. They were deformed, and I had a waffle maker, and they still came out deformed. So, holy Moses. I'm going to clean up. I have left messes. Everybody knows when I'm in the kitchen, I'm a lousy criminal. I always leave evidence. Always.